drink Moringa in the morning.
A big day planned at Ground Zero. The Prez will be on hand to talk to the families who lost loved ones almost 10 years ago on that soil, some of them, after what happened on 9/11. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you on this show called America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and, of course, all those nooks and crannies in between. Water cooler buzz at its best. You have a chance to throw in your two cents. Don't hesitate. I don't care what your political stripes are. It's not about that. 800-259-5791. We welcome everybody. 800-259-5791. How about that? A broad who gives out the digits before you even ask. So here's a question. The president will be at Ground Zero, but President Bush won't be there. And you say, well, who cares? What does that mean? President Bush was invited by Barack Obama to join him and be there. And Bush said he appreciated the offer, but didn't want to come because he's decided to really be out of the limelight, if you will, since his presidency ended. Now, boy, everything surrounding this Osama bin Laden death, by the way, is a controversy. So, do you think it's strange that Bush, who wanted to hunt down bin Laden, isn't going to be there with the current president? Do you think that's, is that strange to anybody or not? Here's what I would say. It does smell like, or you could sniff out a controversy, but we can certainly create controversies or conspiracies out of almost anything, can't we? But I don't think there's much to this, to be honest, because I live a stone's throw away from the president, and knowing the people around him and knowing what he's chosen to do, it's not really an act. The last 4 years of his presidency were rough. The hunt for bin Laden, frankly, the weapons of mass destruction debacle and everything else in between, far and wide. Then ultimately the economic collapse as part of the handover to Barack Obama. He was ready to say, okay, I'm just going back to a private life. If he can be out there to help people, not so much the families, because certainly he visited with them over the years. But meaning if he, for example, hooks up with the other former president, Bill Clinton, and they raise money for Haiti or something like that, he's willing to do it and wants to do that, but he doesn't want to be really out there in any other way. And knowing that this is kind of a hot potato, it's probably smart that he's chosen in his post-presidency to stay out of that spotlight, that he did release a statement saying it's important, it's an important victory in the war on terror. But I don't really think there's much of a controversy here. I like that people are trying to stretch it and make it one, but I don't think so. So the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney talked to reporters ad nauseum today. That's his job. That's what he does. He was barraged with questions about why the president is not releasing the photo of Osama bin Laden in his death. The president decided to seal it and to not have people look at it, to not release it to the general public, because he said, we don't spike the football, and he didn't see any good that would come out of it other than possibly kicking the hornet's nest that is Islamic terrorists by parading around a dead photo of the Al-Qaeda leader, former leader, Osama bin Laden. I disagree. I understand where he's going with that, and I think that's true what he's saying, but I think it's true. It's true to him. It's his truth. But I don't think it's where we should go with that photograph. I think it should have been released because there is no such thing as closure. We know that. That's a myth. You do that heaviness that's caught in your throat for so many of the people after what happened almost 10 years ago. There is that satisfaction thing. You know, I can give you a million cheesy quotes. Revenge is a dish best served cold and all that nonsense. But if you saw the people flinging to their deaths out of 100 floors above in the World Trade Centers, if you listen to the stories afterwards, the most chilling thing for me, because of course I was broadcasting on a giant sports station, it wasn't a regular general talk station in New York, but we turned to general talk because they wanted to talk about sports. Who cares about the Giants when that just happened in New York City and happened across the country in Washington and whatever? The most chilling thing to me was when people in Connecticut, in New York, in New Jersey, in all that whole tri-state area would go to work. They'd drive their car, kiss their wife and their babies and whatever, or if they were single, doesn't matter, get in the car, boom, drive to get on the train to go into the city. Well, their cars were left there. So then you have widows stumbling around trying to find the car. People are trying to identify the cars. The cops are doing that. It was crazy. It was just another one of those weird things to say, oh, that's right, all these cars are here because these people are dead. And their remains probably aren't even found if they do find their remains. The chilling pieces of people that they find, nobody ever wants to talk about that. Meaning someone's ear, someone's fingers. That's what happened. Everything was scraped up and hauled away. But it was sickening. It was gruesome. We're talking about gruesome. So I don't think that photograph's that gruesome compared to what we saw, heard, all that other stuff in the United States. I'd say risk it, because we're under a terror threat anyway. We're definitely under a terror threat. The Taliban, by the way, has released a statement saying they don't believe it. They think it's crap that bin Laden was not killed. Of course they did. Jay Carney had some thoughts on a couple of different things from the White House. Quickly, here's that.
There's no need to release these photographs to establish Osama bin Laden's identity, and he saw no other compelling reason to release them, given the potential for national security risks, and further, because he believes, as he said so clearly, this is not who we are. The thing is, the president made this decision. He consulted members of his national security team. There's reasonable arguments to be made. The president felt very strongly and made the decision he made. This decision applies to all visual evidence, and in terms of discussions that might be had to go into more detail about how the DNA evidence was analyzed and collected, how the facial recognition evidence was analyzed and collected, and how the experts reached their conclusion that this was, without any shred of doubt, Osama bin Laden. You know, I'm sure that information can, you know, might be made available, will be made available in the future. But the this decision that I cited, the president made, has to do with the visual evidence, the photographic evidence.
Be interesting to see what the conversation would be with all those individual families on Thursday when the president goes to New York and Ground Zero and they lay the wreaths, which he wants to lay a wreath there to remember the people. But it would be interesting to hear the conversation the people have with the president if anyone says, hey, can't we see the photograph? We're talking about gas and gas prices on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment common basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. I said your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
Couple of things to tell you about coming up on America Tonight. On our next show, our cheap movie review, if you've ever heard it, you know, we give you slices of some of the movies that I think will be hits at the box office. Last week, it was that fifth installment of The Fast and the Furious. You know, they always have clever names for the Fast and the Furious franchise flicks. And almost $100 million they're up to at this point. Over the weekend, it was had gotten up to $83 million. Isn't that crazy? I knew that was going to be huge. If you ever go to Universal, you go to California, and you do the little tour of the movie set, it's pretty neat. It's worth it. You're just in a car, and they drive you around. One of the things you see is the original Fast and the Furious set, and they enact one of the chase scenes. And through the magic of movies. But anyway, $83 million for that. Who knows what it'll be this week, because there's a chick flick that's coming out and a couple of others, but that's for our next show. Also coming up, Kentucky Derby is Saturday, and we have our Kentucky Derby Challenge. Win, place, and show. Could you be the person to pick the right three horses? And we're just going to, we'll pull it down for you. We'll make it easy and tell you the horses. And you can pick win, place, or show. Win, place, or show. See if you're able to nail that. I think the horses are pretty frisky. They're still, one of our horses. They're ready to go. Where's that race? I'm ready now. I think I told this story, so I don't want to sound like one of those people that tells the same story on the loop over and over again. But it's worth mentioning this. I was out at the racetrack this past weekend. I hadn't been there in a long time, and I went, and it was a horse was making its first start, its maiden voyage. And the horse was so frisky, I hadn't seen this in person. The rider was thrown gently, so it wasn't a big deal. It was just thrown on his feet. But the horse went all the way through the back stretch and was coming around a couple turns. It was crazy, and they tried to turn the horse around. And they're such smart creatures. The horse leapt over a little tiny fence and was headed back to the barn. Look, the horse already ran. I'm going back to the barn. So, you know, when people buy these horses and then they're betting on what's going to happen, I mean, the owners, that had to be a crazy moment for them to see. Although, it shows that the horse is spirited, and who knows what the future is for that horse. Okay, a couple of other things. So that's what's coming up on our next show. We're all not happy with gas prices. Gas prices, seriously, no joke, could be headed toward easily $6, maybe even $7, they're saying, by the time you roll around to November and December. Whew, $7. I don't care what you are driving. You start to multiply those numbers, and I hope you have a second job. Because if you drive any distance, and this is a statistic that's pretty well known, most Americans, not all, drive 45 minutes each way to their job. So 45 minutes, $7 a gallon if it gets that high. Ooh, that's the one thing that could bring this president down. In other words, he doesn't win re-election. After the week he's had on the terror front, some still doubting it. But the people who are doubting it are the people who weren't, a lot of those people are people who wouldn't even, on their worst day, vote for Barack Obama. So does Obama lose those independents when people really feel it in their wallet and then they get upset that their taxes are higher, that everything around them is higher and they're drowning in it? That's when things change, when decisions are made about who people are voting for. It's human nature. When you can't survive and you're just treading water, and now some people aren't even treading water. They're gasping for air, or they're up and down. They're going underneath the water. So during a conference call to announce that the House Dems are going to vote to repeal the oil tax subsidy, remember that's a huge chunky number, it's like $4 billion, Congressman Rush Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey, says high gas prices in the country are not caused, by the way, by a lack of oil production, you think? Well, we've talked about that. But by high speculation, he says, is the deadly thing when it comes to the energy market, in his own words.
The Energy Information Administration, the fact-based nonprofit group, nonpartisan group, I beg your pardon, has reported that it is not the lack of drilling off of Long Island and New Jersey and Virginia that's responsible for high gas prices. They're saying that the Republican offshore drilling bills would have zero impact on gas prices for the next decade. Maybe some pennies 10 or 20 years after that. Pennies in the gas price are what occurred between 11 a.m. and noon as they keep changing the prices at the pump. And so what is causing these prices to go up, because clearly they're going up, was speculation, just as Tim said. Hedge funds and other speculators have definitely, it's documented, increased their positions in the energy markets by more than half. It's the highest speculating rate on record.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with speculation causing that. There are other things behind what's happened with oil, but it absolutely is one of the things that has put us in this situation. And you can't expect people who are just drowning in this debt, even responsible people, because automatically it used to be that people would call each other out. Well, that's because they're so irresponsible. They bought 10,000 dresses from Saks Fifth Avenue when they didn't have the money and got the loan for the $500,000 house when they weren't even making $30,000. But that's not how it is. And some of you have called this show. There was a professor that called us one time and said he was a professor, got laid off, couldn't get a job, had gone through his savings, gone through his 401k. And I have heard that sad tale from many people of all walks of life. Not people that you can just say, oh, they're lazy, they didn't apply. I'll tell you a quick story. Hairdresser, Al Boulevard, I'll tell you his name. He told me a couple days ago he's looking for someone to, he needs someone to watch his kids, sort of take them to school in the transition period because he and his wife both work. And he said he was flooded with resumes. And the people that were applying were teachers who didn't have jobs, who couldn't get jobs, young teachers who had gotten out of school and gotten a master's degree and all that stuff, and older teachers. So he's flooded. He's with people that have 2 degrees that just need the money. So they're willing to do that. They're willing to go pick kids up from school and do whatever they have to do. It shows you where we're at. There's no name calling in this deal because it's affected so many people. So the high gas prices in turn kill us when it comes to food, when it comes to clothing. Look at the price of things that you're picking up, and I'm sure you've noticed it. I've noticed, and it might just be me thinking this, but I don't think so. I've gone to the grocery store at different times. God, I have my coffee. And which, of course, is ridiculously sky high. But I noticed that it doesn't seem as crowded. I'm thinking, wow, are people growing their own food in their backyard and just every now and then saying, oh, I got to go to the market and get a few staples. You know, I know people are going to the market, but it just doesn't seem as jammed as it used to be. I think people are being much more cautious because they don't have the extra money to spend. So you squeeze gas to $6 and $7, oh my. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of unhappy Americans who just really can't afford to pay that. You never know what you're going to get on America Tonight. We do zig and zag all over the place. Stay with us. Much more to come on this show.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, or welcome back to ATN, and you know, people always want to see proof when you tell them things, especially when we're talking about something that's been ongoing for a decade. Still, those who believe it's all nonsense and a conspiracy and everything else, they're not, it doesn't matter what photo you show them. There's that fake photo that's been floating around on the internet, which you had to have known it was fake, but okay, people try to push it. I probably got 3 or 4 links to it. Hey, I've seen a photo. So here's the deal. Do you need to see the photo of bin Laden with his head halfway blown off to believe that he is dead, or are you taking the president's word for it? You got to look at it this way. If bin Laden is alive, if he was alive, what a dumb thing that would be. So there's no way he's alive. We know that that's the end of that. No president, nobody would go out, dream this up, and then suddenly Bin Laden would pop up. I'm not buying that. So he's definitely toast. But the photograph is supposedly so incredibly graphic, but the president, it's not about that it's graphic. The president is saying, no, forget the whole idea of the photos of Bin Laden. And some people, when asked about this, are saying, you know, I want to see the photo. I need to see the photo. You have no idea what we went through in New York. A lot of New Yorkers were asked about this. And I won't believe it until I see it. And they're not dreaming of conspiracies. They just want to see the photo. Because there's that hatred for this guy, which you can understand that. And they want to see it. They want to see it. They don't care what it looks like. I mean, certainly we've seen graphic things through the advent of the internet and the 10 zillion cable stations we have now. There's easy ways to slap warnings on it. But that's not what the deal is for this president. He's saying that there's no reason to release it, that we don't trot. His specific quote, because I'm going to quote him. His specific quote is, we don't trot out this stuff as trophies. The fact of the matter is, this is somebody who was deserving of the justice that he received. That's what he said. And explaining a little bit further in his reasons for not releasing the picture, Obama said, we don't need to spike the football. Given the graphic nature of these photos, it would create a national security risk. So he's saying it's more about the security risk, really, than anything else. He died the way he should have died. What, like a dog shot in the head in the street? Trust me, there are people that wanted to see this guy torn limb by limb. He said he saw the photos following the raid. He knew Bin Laden was killed. He also said, we discussed it internally, and we are absolutely certain this was him. We've done the DNA sampling and testing. There is no doubt that we killed Osama bin Laden, period. And he also said that they're monitoring reaction worldwide, but aren't we always monitoring everything worldwide for fear of any kind of a terror plot? So here's the number to jingle, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot me your thoughts through the website americatonight.net. You can even do it on chat. I'll go to some of those chats. I'll do the emails. I know we have a lot of stuff actually pouring in. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hi, Jeff.
Good night. I was asking your producer. He said to ask you.
Okay, ask me, say what?
What's on your mind?
What's lately? On my mind?
Yes.
The horrific thing with Bin Laden, obviously, as I like to say, you know, if you've heard the show long enough, this is about water cooler buzz. What matters to us in our own backyards? I don't care if you're living in Connecticut, in Florida, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Illinois, Oregon, wherever. The conversation is about Bin Laden. It's about Bin Laden.
So what do you think is going to happen now since they got him? And I told your producer to tell your mom's Happy Mother's Day from me.
Happy Mother's Day. That's right. That's don't forget your mothers out there, everybody listening. It's a bad thing when you forget Mother's Day. Just even a simple card, or if you pick a flower, you don't have to spend a fortune, but you just have to recognize your mother. If you still have a mother that's around, you definitely have to do that. That's a good thing to bring up, certainly. So what do I think is going to happen now? Hopefully there's not going to be any kind of specific retribution for the death of Bin Laden, which I don't think there is going to be. Supposedly he was a little bit on the outs with some people in the Al-Qaeda ranks, let's say, but there's still going to be terrorism. There's still a concern of terrorism no matter what.
Well, here in Oregon, they got a thing called TriMet, and they beefed up security on there. They got more inspectors.
Sure.
I don't know if you knew that.
Sure. Well, they're beefing up security in a lot of different places. That's not a surprise because this just happened. But, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about bases, if you're talking about any kind of spot where you think there might be the possibility of some retribution, always now they've got lots of bomb-sniffing dogs in the subway tunnels in New York. Last time I was back, and I'm going back in June, I couldn't believe
the
amount of security.
Going to, I'm going to Michigan in the fall, Kay.
Oh.
For a week, 2 weeks. The mayor is happy for me. He told me.
Well, that's great.
So
that's
I get
where
the
you're
VIP
from.
VIP treatment. Yes. And I'm
going to
tell them about your show, American
Good.
Tonight.
Good.
You know, you
that.
Guys should send me a business card so I give it to him.
I will do that. You stay on the line and talk to Donovan, and he'll get all the details from you. That'd be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff in Oregon. So you asked the question, what's on my mind, what's on your mind? It is still Bin Laden. It's the details that are coming out. We can't absorb enough of these details, I think. There are certainly other things that are happening in the world. You know that. We've talked about that, what happened with the tornadoes in the South. Absolutely tragic. And people trying to pick up their lives where they have just rubble where the house stood, but still feeling lucky that they at least have that. So to be certain, we will slip back away from, I think, the heavy, heavy talk about Osama bin Laden. But this is 10 years in the making. Almost 10 years. September 11th of this year would have made 10 years. The conversation about bin Laden, or the lack of conversation, the lack of getting bin Laden, the various aspects of who he was influencing and what was going to happen as far as terror worldwide. In other words, did we really ever talk about terror? Were there terroristic things that happened and groups and whatnot? Of course there was. But really, bin Laden became the face of the boogeyman. That's what it was. He became the face of the boogeyman because now, especially in the United States, different from Israel, different from the Middle East, different from all kinds of other countries, in the United States, except for Pearl Harbor, you did not think when you went to Manhattan, you thought you might get killed by a cab the way they drive, but you did not think that you would be in the World Trade Centers and a plane would fly into it. You did not think that. Now, there was the one incident, the bombing, that killed a bunch of people and some people got out. So it's not that you didn't know that that could be, that cocoon could be shattered, but not to the level it was on 9/11. So he was the ultimate boogeyman. He was on the FBI 10 most wanted list. This is, needless to say, a huge, huge story. And everybody wants to know as many details as possible about the Navy SEALs and how they got in and how they practiced and what specifically happened as they got in. It was dark. It was confusing. He was standing in the end in the middle of the room. They found an AK-47 in the room, and they found a pistol in the room afterwards. They got a whole bunch of thumb drives and computer stuff that was encrypted that right now they're going through, the CIA is, and so is the FBI, pouring through all the information, looking for names, looking for details on plots, all of that. They had his phone that had two numbers in it. So it was sort of like a treasure trove of goodies that may lead to something. I don't know what. Just that they're pouring over all of it now at this point. And imagine this. I started to think about this. In Pakistan, they're just talking to neighbors and whatever, trying to say how, geez, nobody was aware, which I'm not buying that. There were people that definitely were aware of it. But imagine if this operation happened and the Navy SEALs had all been killed, and then you got to come back and explain how you missed it. See, then it's a miss. What happens if it's the opposite? Just like during Bush's watch, and you missed, they had a chance to get bin Laden, ooh, they just missed it. Or Clinton, he had a chance to get bin Laden, passed on it. But in this case, what if all these details or little details started to emerge? If this big off, they have the chance to get Geronimo, which was the code name for we got him, and they missed, then what would we be talking about? You got to think about that. Ask yourself that question, my friend.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is the celebrities are actually starting to melt. They can't believe their Lakers are trailing the Dallas Mavericks after the Mavericks beat them in the first game. Kobe Bryant with that last shot that somehow didn't go in. We are thick into the middle of the NBA playoffs. Who better to talk to than Da Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com, our man who gives us the inside skinny on where you need to go with the Do-Re-Mi. Hey, Steve, how are you?
That is the only time my name and skinny was ever mentioned in the same sentence. So I appreciate that. It's the first time. You know, the odds makers thought that this was easy. It was going to be Chicago Lakers in the finals, and now both of these teams find themselves in flat-out dogfights. Chicago was able to even their series out at 1-1 tonight against Atlanta, but the Lakers, like you said, down one in the third quarter with 7 minutes to go. They're trying just to even their series out. They're in a dogfight, but let me tell you, don't be too concerned. When you got Kobe Bryant on the floor, you know, you have a chance in every game. I don't care where they play.
Yeah, do you think he's the best player in the NBA right now?
No doubt. No doubt about it. Best all-around player when you take everything into consideration. Last-minute heroics, ice in the veins, basketball IQ, experience. I mean, this kid has been there and done it. And you got to realize, for all those Michael Jordan fans out there, and I'm one of them, you got to realize when Kobe does this, he does it against the zone now. So he's got three or four guys on the team, on the other team, keying on him. Jordan got to do it one-on-one. It was much easier. And if that other guy came halfway over and didn't commit to the double team, they called it an illegal defense. Now there's no such thing as an illegal defense. Now the whole team can concentrate on one guy, and it makes it much harder for Kobe to do in comparison to Michael Jordan. That's obviously only one Michael Jordan, but if there was any ever anybody that at least deserved the comparison, it was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, well said. You mentioned the Chicago series and the Atlanta, the series, the fact that that's tied up and how you initially everybody thought bring it to the bank, the Bulls and the Lakers. What's going on in this? What's going on in this series? Because I haven't paid much attention to it. What's
right,
happening
so
here?
So Atlanta is continuing to do what they did against Orlando, which is to play ugly, to be long and athletic, and not really play a finesse game, but make the game as ugly and as against basketball establishment as possible. And they confuse teams by doing it, and it's working like a charm for them. They didn't get the win tonight, but they did steal home court advantage, and they're heading back home to Atlanta. And the one scary thing about Atlanta is they haven't read into the scouting report. They don't know how bad they are. They really are believing in themselves. And let me tell you something, they got a nice mix of veterans and young guys, and they're playing their hearts out. And I wouldn't want to face them.
There you go. How about Miami with their two up on Boston?
Right. Well, this is something that we had talked about in the beginning of the playoffs. I told you I made a big bet on Miami to go all the way,
yep.
Not because I love them, actually because I hate them, and I hate them so much that if I have to watch them beat everybody up, I at least better get some money at the end of it for it. So Miami is one of these teams that's physically and athletically superior to the other teams out there. And, you know, you look at a guy like LeBron James, and sometimes he's their point guard, sometimes he's their power forward, but you don't realize how big and strong and fast this guy is. Dwayne Wade, same type of deal. You know, and they're getting nice support from their bench. Mario Chalmers, James Jones, shooting three balls. Even Mike Bibby looks like, you know, although he can get into a movie for about $5, he's playing like a young guy. I think Miami, this is their series, their conference to lose. I believe they're the ones that will come out of the East. And depending on who they play in the finals, I only think that LA is really set up to give Miami trouble. Even though Miami had their way with them during the regular season, I think LA is set up to give them trouble. I think the other teams, I don't think they can face the marquee of a Miami. LA would win the marquee battle. They're the team. They're the ones. Everywhere else, Miami's kind of like the Goliath. And I think against the Lakers, they can match that level of star power.
Yeah. Oklahoma and Memphis, just because for betting purposes,
right.
Where do you go here?
Right. I mean, and where is Zach Randolph? What rock did he crawl out of? I mean, I know there's Knicks fans all over the country going, wasn't this guy on our bench half the year? Wasn't this our star under the Isaiah Thomas times? Who is this guy that they're calling potentially the best power forward in the West? And how the heck did we trade him? And, you know, and it shows you that, you know, sometimes a system and the players that you play with mean everything. It can make a difference in a guy's career. Just ask Scottie Pippen, and I'll tell you that Zach Randolph, I mean, he looks like the real deal. He is determined. He's playing great. And, you know, Memphis, they're going to be 3.5-point favorites over Oklahoma City at home tomorrow, I mean Saturday. Kind of hard to believe, but they've earned it. They've earned their favorite status. So me, myself, just looking at that game, you know, I think Oklahoma City got the wake-up call that they were supposed to get in game one. They came out in game two and took care of business. You know, I think that this is a good spot to take the 3.5 points with Oklahoma City here. It's the only time you're going to get this kind of value against Memphis.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I wanted to ask you about hockey because, of course, my Flyers are getting pummeled by the Bruins. I wish I had money on that game. Boy, it seems like that would be pretty easy pickings, but you'd have to probably – I don't understand hockey betting, really. You'd probably have to lay some pretty decent money to make any money, right?
Well, absolutely, and it's a lot like baseball betting. For instance, in the game tonight, Boston against Philly that you mentioned, you know, Boston was a 140 favorite. So you lay 140 to win 100, and if you bet your Philadelphia, the comeback was 120. But listen, you can also bet a puck line in hockey, and a lot of people don't know this. You just have to ask for it. So there's a puck line. So like on a night like tonight, Boston was 2 goals favorite. Philadelphia was 1.5 plus 1.5 goals. So, I mean, you could have laid 2 goals with Boston tonight as well if you don't like laying the money. So, listen, half of my customers don't even know that hockey's off of strike. So, I mean, you know, that's great. What I always loved about hockey was that it was, it's actually like two sports in one. It's like hockey and boxing. And the greatest thing is that they play it right on the ice. So if the players get hurt, all they really have to do is lay down. And the swelling goes right down, which is great.
Exactly. You're so funny. How about horses? The Derby. To me, the Derby is crazy because how do you figure out what to do there? There's 20 horses so far, unless there's a scratch when you get closer, that they did the post positions today in the Derby. Is that another one that's tricky to bet on? Because really, again, you have to pony up, pardon the expression, a lot of money to win something back.
Yeah, but the great thing about Derby Day, when you go out, I've been there many times, and I've never worn a seersucker, but if I did, it would be slimming because of the stripes. The great thing about it is that you have a lot of what we call dumb money, a lot of fresh money, green money, guys that don't normally bet are at the track and betting that day. So what happens, forget the marquee race. You have races all day. And all the triple pools and all the perfecta pools are going to be, you know, because remember that that with horse racing, you know, you're betting, it's pool betting. So,
right.
you know, it's going to be determined by how much money is bet into the track.
Sure,
you're competing
sure.
as parimutuel. You're competing against the other bettors in the track, unlike regular betting where you're competing against the bookmaker. The house, wins all the time in horse racing. And the thing about it is that because you have so much dumb money around on Derby Day, those track veterans, those horse handicappers, you know, those guys that have been going for 30 years that have the edge, these guys actually clean up on days like that because it's like playing poker against someone who's not as good as you. They're going to have the advantage when trying to pick, you know, the top three horses in a race against someone who's betting their birthday.
Yeah, there you go. Good advice. Stay away from that if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Steve Budin, PickNation.com. DeBuda, thank you so much. It's always fun to chat with you. We'll do it again.
All right. Hopefully the Celtics will come back. We'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be something to talk about. Thanks, Steve. All right, so don't forget we are doing our Derby Challenge as I am into the horses. And he's right about the how the people who really know the tracks, know the field, know horses, really have an advantage here. But it's the exotic wagering that often pays off for people. Uncle Mo, a horse that so many people are looking at, got a wild post position because they picked for the posts during the day. 18th post position, 5-1 of the early odds on Uncle Mo. A lot of people seem to like that horse. The other horse that has similar odds, 4-1 odds, dialed in, gets the 8th slot, and then there's another horse, Pants on Fire, that I kind of like, 30-1 odds, you know that's going to go down from the 7th slot. But don't forget about our Derby Challenge, 3rd hour coming up on our Thursday/Friday morning show.